Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I have a story that might be edifying to some of you. Those of you who have been following along, you'll see that I made a couple audios in the past couple days about the same topic, and it's turning out to be a great teaching topic. The sister brought up the responsibilities of a Titus II woman when it comes to holidays and festivals and stuff, because her jobs are to be cooking meals for the family and taking care of them. And she wondered what a Titus II woman would do in those situations. So I made an audio titled Titus II Responsibilities Concerning Worldly Holidays and Festivals. And in it, I explained that it is a conscience issue to whether you prepare foods on those for those days, festivals, whatever. And then depending on what they are, most of them you cannot participate in, but it's not a sin to cook foods. And then you have to use your own conscience whether you will cook the food, what kinds of things you will do, nothing associated like Christmas tree cookies and such things like that. I would suggest you go listen to the audio so you understand this better. And then shortly after, I made another one called Liberty Around Loved Ones. And it kind of goes in a little bit more depth on this subject. Now, this sister specifically asked another question or kind of brought up an issue on it. She said, okay, in her conscience, she has no trouble cooking a meal on that day. Now, she's already told her husband that she will do that, and her and he cook together, and sometimes I think they do anyway. So it's just a normal happening that they do in the evenings is cooking food. So she has no problem cooking food for Thanksgiving. And this audio is geared around Thanksgiving itself, not Christmas and all the other ones. So we'll just keep that in mind. So she's already planning on that with him. Now, after she listened to the audios and we explained that as a conscience issue, because I discussed all this with Brother James and he said I should do audios on these to help sisters, she said she has no problem cooking. And then I said, well, based on your situation, because it's you and your husband, her children are grown and gone. I said, he understands. He sees you totally separated from the world, called out. She's a biblical woman, inside, outside, not participating in anything sinful. She's honoring God in all ways. She said that she sits at the table while he eats that specific Thanksgiving dinner. Now, this particular woman has a special diet where she eats certain foods, so she's not even eating the foods with him. And I said, well, in that case, as long as your conscience doesn't bother you, it's a normal day to you, and he knows you, so that's no problem. And I just happened to say, but on the other hand, if there was other people involved, that might be some things you might want to be concerned about. Well, she asked the question because she said, well, her grown children show up. And is it a sin? And she already promised her husband she would be there. And so it kind of, I'll try to explain this the best I can. So I talked to Brother James about that. And she said she wants to honor God. And even though she promised her husband she would be there, she wants to do what would be God honoring and not sinful. So Brother James said this, and I want to share this with you in case some of your sisters are going through something similar. And remember, this is around Thanksgiving. So I'm going to start with that point right there. Brother James says, Thanksgiving may possibly have a little bit of something different than all the rest of the pagan holidays. So if you look at Christmas, it has a spiritual connotation to it. It's a lie, and it's, I'm not going to go into all the teachings on that, but that's one that believers cannot participate in. On the audio, you'll hear me say it is a conscience issue if a woman cooks for it because she's just cooking food and doing her duties. She may choose to or may choose not to. You need to go listen to those audios so you can understand that, and we can help clear that up. So Christmas, no. Birthdays are rooted in paganism. Easter is a spiritual thing. Good Friday, so you can't participate in any of those per se. You might be able to cook for them, but you're not going to participate in them. 4th of July is rooted in paganism. Now, on the other hand, we're not promoting Thanksgiving. We personally have nothing to do with it. We're thankful every day. But God has ordained thankfulness unto him. And even though the origins of Thanksgiving were not originated by God, the people who did it, they were not doctrinally sound, but it was a simple day with a simple meal that was dedicated to thanking God. Now, the world has gone ahead and taken it and done whatever they do with it and put gluttony and football and all this other worldly carnal stuff to it. So this is a conscience issue for a believer. We're not going to stand on anything black and white. So you have to go with your conscience. We're happy to help people discern their situations if there's any issues on that. So in this particular situation, based on this woman saying, yes, she will cook, she has no problem with it, and she already told her husband she would be there, now she mentioned that her grown children will be there, and now she was concerned. So Brother James said this, you need to go to the Lord and pray, and in your conscience, find out what it is that you see as honoring to God in the situation. If you choose in your conscience that you cannot sit there and participate or anything in it, even though she's not eating the food and everybody knows she stands separate from the world and is called out, then you need to obey God over man, if that is in your conscience. And if you break your promise to your husband because you want to obey God, because your conscience is telling you to, then it is not a sin to break your promise to your husband. Of course, you want to explain it to him, and yes, there may be upset feelings or whatever. So that is one option for her, however she ends up deciding on this. The other option is, Brother James said, if in your conscience you have no problem sitting there with them, you may want to consider showing them even further and glorifying God by maybe putting a gospel card by each place of anybody that's coming to visit. And if you've already given them the gospel, maybe printing out scripture verses that glorify God and putting it by each place. And this will show them that you, in your day, are giving thanks unto God. They already see her called out. They see her separate. She's not participating in any of the other worldly holidays or anything. And they see that. And so she could have that option to do that. Now, she also has another option. She can do that. And she could also speak to them, since they're family that has always been doing this, and explain a little bit more if she wants. Now, on the other hand, if they do a prayer or anything like that, she's not going to want to be involved in that. So I'm just kind of explaining to you the options that Brother James gave. And then here's something else to think about. On a particular day like that, because it is a little bit different, like I said, we're not promoting it or anything, and there's so many different scenarios. We're just sharing this one particular instance, and maybe it will be a help to somebody. On any time of the year, she could be preparing a meal and maybe make it a little more festive because family members are coming. Children with grandchildren or however it is, and she would sit there and eat with them. Now, some people might go, well, you're sitting there on Thanksgiving Day and you're going to listen to their worldly carnal talk about Black Friday and maybe football and maybe the worldly events and stuff. Well, it's no different than a woman married to an unbeliever who talks about that stuff every day anyway. Or if she prepared that meal and they were all coming and it's just a whatever day it is, aside from a pagan holiday or whatever, she's still going to hear that. Now, each believer within their own life have to understand how much they listen to, what they don't. Some things of simple, good, and pure nature. Yes, the news is not necessarily sinful for a person to maybe discuss or hear a little bit of it. Everybody in their own conscience has to make that up. And we have to be careful. We're not judging one another over things that are not 100% specified in God's word. So I just wanted to share that with you. Hopefully that's been a help and an encouragement, and maybe more will come of this that we can discuss of it. Maybe after I listen to my audio, there might be something I want to add to it and share with Brother James on that. So these are really good topics for us to dig into. And like I said, once again, I just want to clarify here, we are not for or against or telling anybody what to do or what not to do. In this particular instance, we're just sharing the options. And now that person, that sister, has to make up her own mind and conscience before God. And we're here to help discern some of these things, going to God's word and help you. So let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Hold fast to the faith. May God be praised.